the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger? The vocal refrain. That was Ambrose's 1939 recording of Jeepers Creepers. The music was written by Harry Warren and the lyrics by Johnny Mercer for the 1938 movie Going Places. And in that film, Louis Armstrong sang the song to a racehorse who was called Jeepers Creepers. Yes, I know. Yeah, like you do. Next we have the Barnstormers.
The three of us are telling you, the three of us, we love each other more, the more we see of us. Why, it's marvelous, they're glorious, and we sure have a wonderful time. Used to be just two of us, but Cupid isn't stupid, and he knew of us. And right away, that lucky day, all the world heard the wedding bells chime. When you're of sweet delight, oh my, how the time can fly. Then one night, we We heard a baby's cry announcing three of us, the three of us. I'm happy now to worry about the three of us. If three's a crowd, I'm mighty proud of the happiest crowd in the world.
On vocals, that was the three of us, recorded by the Barnstormers in 1934. To be honest, I don't really know much about the band other than that they recorded for Edison Bell at the start of their recording career, and they actually recorded at the Barn, Barnet Bypass. Yes, Barnet Bypass. What an exotic place to record. The mind boggles. Let's have some Billy Cotton, shall we?
Branches above is plaintively heard serenading our love. And what's more do we need, you and I in the dark, on a bench in the
Billy Cotton and his band, with Sam Brown telling us about A Bench in the Park. Now, Billy Cotton went on to become a TV and radio personality in the 1950s and 1960s here in Britain. You may remember his catchphrase, "Wakey, wakey!" Yes, that was Billy Cotton. Now, remember last week I put on a record by Joe Daniels and mentioned that he also recorded under the wonderful name of Washboard Joe and his Scrubbers? Yes. Well, look what I found. Drummer extraordinaire Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots, and beating on the washboard. Yes, it's real. He really did use the name Washboard Joe and his Scrubbers. Anyway, from 1939, let's take a trip back to 1928 and listen to the Rhythm Band. Now, they were directed here by George Fisher, and they have rather a lovely request. They want you to teach them to dance like Grandma.
Jump over the moon up above, sit at the fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, I haven't a care, feel like a feather that's floating on air, sit at the fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. All those church bells will be ringing with a hey nonny nonny and a hot cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, or what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for
Frances Maddox was a singer and comedian in New York in the 1930s. She had her own group, which went under the name of Frances Maddox and Her Playboys. Well, here she was just now singing with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends. See a theme? I know. So, moving right along. Oh, Tiddles has apparently picked the next record. He's been sitting by it for the last 10 minutes. Let's see what he's chosen. Oh, nice selection, young man. Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra with Butterflies in the Rain.
Rain is pattering helter-skelter, and the butterflies are caught out in the rain. Leafy hollyhocks will murmur, come and shelter, until the rainbow shines again. In the heart of every rose a haven, from the pitter-patter, pitter-pat refrain, there's protection from the showers in the sympathetic flowers for the butterflies in the rain. Thank you. you'll have to fold your wings. Waiting for the brightness that the sun showers, neath the broad protection of the sunflowers. Gone the rain, the sky is clear again. You can carry on your sweet flirtation with every blushing rose.
Liz Allen was the singer on that record. Now, he was an extremely popular singer and went freelance after joining Henry Hall in the early 1930s. He was quite a heartthrob too, and was one of the first to produce merchandise for the fans to buy. Yeah, nothing's new. Nothing is new. Well, let's have a little bit of shellac fun, shall we, now, with the one and only Leslie Cerrone.
Every day keeps the doctor far away, is a fact that even doctors don't deny. And I think the open air even beats an easy chair. Here's a little game you ought to try. Come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day. Come and have a cuddle in the sunshine and kiss your cares away. What's the use of waiting for the moon when you want to cuddle in the afternoon? So come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day. Come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day. Come and have a cuddle in the sunshine and kiss your cares away. Sitting close together in the sun may be very common, but it's real good fun. So come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day. Now the vicar down at Bray gave a lecture yesterday to the lovers in the village congregation. He said, if you can't desist from the art of being kissed, please accept this little invitation. Come and hip cuddle at the vicarage in a nice cozy jar. Come and hip cuddle at the vicarage. Of course I shall be there. By the by, I really ought to state the proper place for trouser buttons, not the plate. Come and hip cuddle at the vicarage, and you bet I shall be there. Come and have the cuddle on the seashore it's fine. Come and have the cuddle on the seashore and sniff the breezy brine. Late at night when it's dark and very black, I'll drop shrimps and winkles down your back. So come and have the cuddle on the seashore, you can be sure it's fine. Common on a nice summer's day. Come and have a cuddle in the sunshine and kiss your cares away. Find a spot that's cozy for you both. Love is so romantic in the undergrowth. So come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day.
Thank you.
Red Snake Hicks Johnson was the son of the Minister of Health in British Guiana and was sent to the UK as a medical student by his family, but his love of music won out in the end. He got the nickname Snake Hips because he was a trained dancer and had some very, very loose moves. The war in 1941 brought a tragic end to Ken Snake Hips Johnson's life. He fell victim to a German bomb dropped on the Café de Paris in London. That was the 8th of March, I think it was, on a Saturday. His band was scheduled to play at the Underground Café despite a German blitz happening in the city. Café de Paris was thought to be bomb-proof, you see, thanks to its location being underground. However, when the bomb hit the building above the ground, it caused the whole structure to collapse in on itself, and the explosion reached the level below, and that's where Ken Snake Hips Johnson and his band had just started to play their popular anthem of Oh Johnny. Sadly, Snake Hips Johnson and another band member were found dead in the aftermath of the bombing. It's tragic.
Smart, you'd better be started now. Come on and tap, 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 tap and walk with your feet. Learn how to tap, 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 tap and talk with your feet. Step out and tap your tootsies and they'll never get cold. You'll never go old if you tap, tap, tap.
Everywhere you go today, tap dancing is the rage. It's the height of entertainment in a movie or the stage. Tapping is the only way to keep in step with age. So pick them up and lay them down, be a man about town. Come on, buddy, tap it out now.
Jacks were a group from the mid-1930s who played a lot around the London's West End and recorded for Parlophone. Other than that, I'm afraid I don't really know much about them, but I do know they made some rather good records. Here's some Sid Lipton and his Grover House Band and a great big bunch of you.
Thank you. bench.
A little dog.
A little who's this?
A little fox this. And a great big bunch of you.
A little kiss.
A little sigh.
A little when?
A little why?
A little who's this?
A little what's this?
And a great big bunch of you.
I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day.
I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house.
A little loft.
What have we got?
Well, you know what.
A little who's this?
A little what's this? And a great big bunch of you.
Les Allen again, and this time duetting with Billy Lockwood, who also sang with Nat Starr, Jay Wilbur, and, as she did here, with Sid Lipton and his Grover House Band. Let's leave the very British sound of Mr. Lipton & Co. and head for the continent for One Night in Napoli, as played by the New Mayfair Orchestra, and the singer is Jack Plant.
One night in thank you.
Once considered a rival of Jack Hilton, Ben Rolton became a legend, largely on the strength of the bizarre way in which he died. But he was, in fact, a truly gifted musician, and sadly that's overlooked nowadays. How did he die? A fatal hunting accident in South Africa in 1927. It happened in Bulawayo, and so it's surrounded in mystery. There were rumours at the time about it being a warning shot that had gone wrong. But according to an eyewitness, Bert was shot from out of nowhere, and he had a tremendous injury to his leg. But whilst he waited, and during his trip to the hospital, he sat playing his ukulele and singing "I'll Be Loving You Always." And see, I told you it was bizarre. Sadly, Mr. Rolton died of his wounds a few days later, and no one was ever charged, and no one was ever suspected. And as a person reporting at the time said, not even a finger was pointed at anybody suspected of taking part in this incident. Very, very strange, don't you think? Parker is another one of our lesser-known British dance band era musicians. He was an American saxophonist and band leader, and recorded with various bands in New York between 1922 and 25, and also, when he came over to Britain, played at the Piccadilly Hotel and Kit Kat Club in London from late 1925 until late 1926. So, fancy another cup of tea?
Ananias.
Ananias who?
Ananias cup of tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. How to start the day, you see.
And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner. And a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
One of Tiddle's favourite singers there. Yes, he's very fond of Helen Raymond's voice, and she was a member of Ambrose's singing group, the Rhythm Sisters, they were called, but also recorded separately with people like Harry Leader, Billy Mirren, Peter York, and as she did here with Billy Thorburn. And of course, that was a nice cup of tea. Well, let's have one more, and then I'll go and crack on and get the dinner ready. How about this delightful recording from Jay Whiddon? It's got Cavan O'Connor taking the vocals, and this is a beautiful song called In an Old English Lane.
The way I'm the day is breaking, let me be where the flowers are waking dreamily. Coming along, humming a song in an old English lane. All among the center new mown hay, I would be contented all the day. Go as I please, under the trees in an old English lane. Nothing to hurry me, nothing to worry me, under the skies of blue. Buddies in every tree keeping me company, chirping a cheery how do you do. And when the day is over, make my nest on a bed of clover, I will rest down by a stream. Just let me dream in an old English lane.
Was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles, we need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.